Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, signal over noise for people building with agents. Today's throughline is wonderfully concrete. Agents are moving out of demo chat windows and into the build system itself. GitHub put agentic workflows into public preview. OpenRouter shipped a selective, ask a stronger model pattern. And the research queue is suddenly obsessed with the part everyone used to wave away, proving that an agent did the right work at the right cost with the right boundaries. The standout story is not a single model leap. It is the operational layer hardening around agents. First on the ledger, GitHub agentic workflows are now in public preview. The important bit is not that an agent can open a pull request. We have seen that movie. The important bit is where GitHub is putting the abstraction. Inside GitHub Actions, with natural language markdown compiled into ordinary workflow YAML, reusing existing runner groups, policy constraints, and actions infrastructure. That means tasks like issue triage, CI failure analysis, documentation updates, vulnerability remediation, dependency maintenance, and compliance checks can become reusable workflow catalog entries rather than bespoke bot projects. GitHub is also describing a security-first design, read-only permissions by default, sandboxed containers, integrity filters, safe outputs, a workflow firewall, and threat detection before proposed changes are applied. My take: this is the right architectural direction. Agent adoption in engineering teams is no longer blocked by whether a model can write a patch. It is blocked by whether a team can govern 1,000 small autonomous actions without creating 1,000 new exception paths. A companion GitHub update removes a very practical foot gun. Agentic workflows can use the built-in GitHub token instead of requiring a long-lived personal access token. That matters because pat sprawl is exactly the kind of quiet operational debt agents tend to amplify. The new model shifts organization-owned workflow usage toward organization billing and policy, with cost centers and per-workflow token caps as the spend control story. The security lesson is simple. If agents are becoming production automation, they need production identity, not borrowed human keys. The model release lane is quieter than earlier this week, so today's model signal is more about deployment choices than fresh frontier drama. The first notable model item is QuiKey VL2.0, a 30 billion parameter, 3 billion active, open multimodal MoE technical report. It is aimed at long video understanding and agentic multimodal work, with 256k context, sparse attention adapted for multimodal architectures, and explicit claims around code, tool, and search collaboration. The reason builders should care is that video and long context perception are becoming agent inputs, not post-processing artifacts. If your agent watches a screen, reviews a meeting, inspects a factory feed, or reasons over long visual histories, the model architecture has to preserve temporal evidence rather than summarize it into mush. The second model item is Gemini 2.5 Flash, as documented in OpenRouter's pricing and provider guide. This is not a brand new release, so I am treating it as a backfill deployment signal, not a launch. The useful details are the reasoning budget and the provider defaults. Google's direct API defaults to dynamic thinking, while OpenRouter keeps thinking off unless requested. That sounds small, but it affects cost, latency, and answer quality in agent loops. A model with optional internal reasoning is only operationally useful if the application can decide when to spend those thinking tokens. OpenRouter's new advisor tool is the day's best example of selective reasoning as infrastructure. The pattern is straightforward. A cheaper executor model can call a stronger advisor model mid-generation, then keep responsibility for the final answer. OpenRouter frames the price spread starkly. Most requests do not need frontier-level reasoning, but a few hard moments in a long tool session might. In an agentic coding session with dozens of tool calls, the trick is to pay for frontier judgment 2 or 3 times, not 50. This is a design pattern worth stealing even if you never use OpenRouter. Put a cheap model on the ordinary path. Reserve the expensive model for ambiguity, architecture, safety review, or final sanity checks, and make the escalation explicit enough to observe. The danger, of course, is recursive delegation, turning into an invisible committee. OpenRouter blocks advisor recursion and caps consultations, which is exactly the sort of boring guardrail that makes the pattern interesting. OpenRouter also published a broader LLM gateway guide, and the timing is apt. Once applications use multiple models, provider failover, team budgets, observability, and policy enforcement, they have an LLM gateway, whether they call it one or not. The practical takeaway is that model choice is no longer just an SDK import. It is routing, accounting, governance, and incident response. GitHub Copilot, CLI's new /settings interface, lands in the same operational bucket. A schema-validated settings surface is not glamorous, but it reduces the chance that a typo in a config file silently breaks the next agent session. As agent CLIs become daily workbenches, configuration becomes part of reliability. On the repo shelf, I filtered for public projects that are active today and not just repeats from earlier morning briefs. Macro from Macro Inc. has 243 stars and pitches a unified interface for email, messages, tasks, calls, pull requests, docs, CRM, and agents, linked by shared AI memory. It is early, but the shape is notable. The workspace itself is becoming an agent substrate. Ataraxy Labs' SEM has 2,692 stars and describes semantic version control, entity-level diffs, blame, and impact analysis on top of Git across tree-sitter languages. For coding agents, this is the sort of context layer that could matter more than another chat sidebar. Agents need to know which symbol changed, what depends on it, and what review surface to show a human. Microsoft's Agent Governance Toolkit is at 4,227 stars and packages policy enforcement, zero trust identity, sandboxing, and reliability engineering patterns for autonomous agents. That aligns almost perfectly with today's ledger. The world is moving from "Can the agent act?" to "Can the organization constrain and audit the action?" Two smaller tools are worth a quick glance. MCP Jam Inspector, with 2,012 stars, gives builders a testing and debugging surface for MCP servers, MCP apps, and ChatGPT apps. Agent Threat Rules, with 250 stars, proposes a Sigma-like detection standard for agent attacks and policy violations. Both point at the same maturing layer. Agents need test rigs and detection rules, not vibes. The research queue is dense today. Claw's UE Bench is the most directly useful for coding agent builders. It argues that generic OpenClaw-style agents are hard to compare under SWE Bench because each harness handles workspaces, prompts, patch extraction, and evaluation differently. The proposed benchmark standardizes those contracts across 350 issue resolution tasks in 8 languages, plus an 80-task light set. The headline result is deliciously pragmatic. Adapter design can swing pass at 1 from 19.1% to 73.4% with the same backbone. Translation: your harness may be the product. Direct, from Stanford-linked robotics researchers and collaborators, asks when embodied planners should spend test time compute. Instead of always using a bigger model, deeper chain of thought, or longer memory, direct routes compute based on scene context. On physical Franke arm experiments, the authors report matching or exceeding a stronger model's success rate with up to 65% lower latency. For anyone building agents outside pure text, this is the economic frontier. Smarter compute allocation, not permanent maximum effort. ModSleuth tackles a different supply chain problem. Which models are our models built on? Modern LLM releases use other models to generate data, filter corpora, judge outputs, and guide development. Those dependencies are fragmented across model cards, repos, papers, and datasets. ModSleuth reconstructs source-grounded dependency graphs and recovered 1,060 verified dependencies across 4 public releases. The punchline is uncomfortable but necessary. Model provenance is becoming recursive, and licensing or evaluation obligations can hide several hops upstream. Quick hits. GitHub's workflow token change is a reminder to audit any agent automation still using personal credentials. If it acts like infrastructure, give it infrastructure-grade identity. OpenRouter Advisor is also a reminder to log model-to-model consultations. If a cheap model asks a premium model for a security judgment, that exchange is now part of the decision trail. Gemini 2.5, Flash's thinking budget, should be treated as a runtime parameter, not a personality trait. Disable it for cheap classification. Turn it up for hard planning. Measure the difference. And Claw WE Bench's adapter result should make every coding agent team nervous in a useful way. If harness choice changes scores by dozens of points, leaderboard numbers without harness details are not enough. The shape of the morning is clear. Agent work is becoming workflow work. The interesting releases are not only bigger models. They are tokens with safer identities, workflows with firewalls, advisors with cost caps, gateways with observability, repos with governance rules, and benchmarks that separate model skill from harness luck. My advice for builders today: pick one agent loop in your stack and ask 4 questions. Who is it allowed to act as? How much can it spend? What evidence proves it did the job? And where would you see the failure before a user does? Answer those, and you are not just demoing agents, you are operating them.